Hello, everybody. This is Mustafa, and welcome to our weekly podcast show, as usual on a Thursday morning. In our topic for the day is Bridging the Gap Between University and Career. Today, I have three guests with me. Would you mind introducing yourselves?
Hi, my name is Miles. First of all, I'd like to thank you for inviting me today, and I'd like to say hello to all our listeners. I'm a first semester student of English and Political Science, and I'm very excited to be here today.
Hello, dear listeners. I'm Ekaterina. Thank you for inviting me. I'm a former student of economics, doing a postgrad internship in the controlling department in the leading company Ernst & Young.
Hello, everyone. My name is Leah. I'm here today because I teach students how they have to structure their plans in order to have a successful after-study time. In my seminars, I also talk about how you can get on with your life after you have finished your studies.
Thank you all for being here. So, Miles, what is your plan after graduating?
Well, as a student of English and Political Science, I have always been interested in becoming a translator for politicians. For example, I could translate the United Nations delegation from Germany. In this way, I could combine both my interest in politics and my English skills. I know that's hard to achieve, but nothing is impossible.
That is quite an undertaking. Ekaterina, what was your idea about this gap after university, and has it worked for you?
After finishing my Bachelor of Business Administration, I was very ambitious. I didn't have many worries about finding a job. I thought all the students of humanities should think about their future working place earlier, but not me. I thought all the doors were open for a young graduated specialist like me.
Okay, what does our expert say about that?
I think the problem that Ekaterina describes is quite typical, even for a student of something more concrete like business administration. More often, students of humanities have bigger problems finding a job after they have graduated. In fact, 70% of those students don't find a job immediately after their graduation. That's very normal, since humanities aren't directly linked to a specific type of profession or career.
Could you recommend things to me that I could do during my studies? Maybe something that I could do to prepare for the time after my studies?
Of course. First, you should do some research on your branch of study. For example, you could search for professions in which students of humanity fit in very well. There are also a lot of seminars that can help you to contact alumni. For example, mine would be one of that. You can find it in the SLSF. It's very helpful, I think. But however, you should try to restrict your career goals and expectations to some extent. And by saying restrict, I mean you should take realistic approaches.
I agree here. Research helped me to restrict my wishes and I became more realistic. During my life as a student, I had devoted a lot of time for studying and for good grades, naively believing that it was very important. But when I finished, I realized that I had a lack of working experience. I had been looking for a job for 6 months unsuccessfully when I decided to apply for internship to gain experience, and I hope this will help me to find a job.
Great. Thank you. So what you basically say is that it would be better if I would focus on smaller goals, and from there I could increase the size of my goals every time just a little bit, until I become the emperor of the galaxy so that once more the Sith will rule the galaxy.
Yes, Miles. Impossible nothing is. Getting back on topic. Well, when I was still studying journalism, I had no real plan. So, should there be a plan B?
Well, yes. Of course, you should always aim to achieve a higher level of education. Nowadays, it is quite difficult to get a job only with a bachelor degree. Therefore, a master degree could be an opportunity.
I would definitely recommend finding a part-time job during your studies, but try to choose one which fits your future plan. Also, internship is very helpful to bridge this gap after graduation.
Actually, I always wanted to do a semester abroad when I decided to study English. I'm sure that it would help my career to study in an English-speaking country for a semester or for my master's studies.
That definitely sounds like a good plan. This has been very informative and entertaining. I hope our guests and listeners were able to gain some information on how to bridge the gap between university and career. Thanks for being here today. Good luck with your future plans, and I hope that you will tune in again next week. Goodbye.
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 Bye. Bye.